From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney wrapped up a week-long foreign trip today with a speech in Warsaw. Romney hailed Poland as a symbol of economic and political freedom and met with Polish leaders before boarding a plane for the U.S. The trip has not entirely gone according to script. Hoping to spotlight the candidate's foreign policy credentials, the Romney campaign has come under fire for offering few new ideas and for repeated political stumbles. From Warsaw, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
After missteps in the UK and Israel, former Governor Romney may have been expecting smoother sailing in Poland.
We want you to be president of the United States.
Thank you.
In Gdansk Monday, Romney briefly greeted locals in the historic Old Town. Many had gathered at a police line, curious to see what all the extra security was about. Some in the crowd knew it was an American politician, but didn't know his name. Gdansk resident Piotr Letwinski thought he knew.
Mick Rumi.
While he didn't get the name right, Letwinski had heard of the Romney campaign's problems. Yeah, I've read that with him it's just been one gaffe after another, he said. Maybe he'll continue like that here. In the UK, Romney inadvertently annoyed the British by questioning London's preparedness for the Olympics. And in Israel, he enraged Palestinian officials when he suggested cultural differences were key to the massive economic disparity between Israel and the Palestinian territories. At the University of Warsaw today, Romney looked to move on. In his last speech before returning home, he praised Poland as a political, democratic, and economic triumph.
Rather than heeding the false promise of a government-dominated economy, Poland sought to stimulate innovation, attract investment, expand trade, and live within its means. Your success today is a reminder that the principles of free enterprise can propel an economy and transform a society.
Romney did not lay out any new foreign policy positions in his speech here or during the trip. Romney drew criticism, even from fellow Republicans, for an earlier speech in which he called Russia, without question, our number one geopolitical foe. Today, he made little mention of Russia, except to say that once promising reforms there had faltered. During his entire trip, Romney did not hold any press conferences. He took three questions from the traveling American press corps in London at the start. That's it. In Poland at times, Romney and Polish aides tried to limit the use of audio recorders during carefully planned photo ops.
Okay, so the problem is that there should not be any voice here.
Excuse me?
This is just a photo opportunity. No voice recording.
This is just film.
I know, that's what we've decided on.
It hardly mattered. The only sound was of cameras clicking away. Today, the tensions between the Romney campaign and the press seem to boil over. Reporters who've been traveling with Romney shouted questions to him after a wreath-laying ceremony at a World War II memorial.
Governor Romney!
Some of the mishaps on your trip.
Governor Romney, do you have a speech for Palestinians?
What about your gas?
Governor Romney, did you kill your gas smoker shattered your foreign trip?
Governor Romney ignored the questions, but his aide, Rick Gorka, was livid and told a reporter to, quote, kiss my ass.
Show some respect.
We haven't had another chance to ask him questions.
Kiss my ass. This is a holy site for the Polish people. Show some respect.
Gorka then told a reporter to shove it. He later apologized to reporters for losing his temper. Romney's campaign was hoping the trip would show their candidate looking and acting presidential, confident and smooth as he mingled with world leaders. The photo album will have plenty of shots of him smiling with dignitaries, shaking hands, and waving. But the memories will also include all those moments the campaign would rather forget. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Warsaw.